or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Tuesday afternoon service of July the 5th, 1994, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Frank Marzullo is the speaker for the afternoon.
Brother Frank's going to come and lay it on us and do it.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Afternoon services, we're supposed to do it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Before we get started, I just want to talk a little bit about these three books. I have more than these here, but this is the latest one, Deliverance from Spirits Named in the Bible. And this is what I'm going to talk about this afternoon. So if you're busy writing notes, you can refrain and buy the book instead. Okay? When people come to me for counseling or deliverance, the first thing I do is say, have you read my book, Eight Keys to Spiritual and Physical Health? Because it starts with diagnosing the problem, discerning the spirits, you know, and it goes and analyzes the problem. Is it spirit? Is it flesh? Is it an evil spirit? Or is it your spirit? And so forth. So it's all in here. But what's most important is the last chapter. Because in the last chapter, it tells you how to keep your healing and deliverance. 15 steps in keeping your healing and deliverance. You see, it's not enough to be delivered.
Right.
Because you can lose your deliverance walking out of here. You have to learn to keep what you have received. So therefore, I tell them, read this book. When you get through reading, then call me up and we'll get together. Because if you agree with what I say, God works in agreement. Amen? So I consider it an important book. Simply because I wrote it. And, of course, the manual for the deliverance worker. I know that we have other manuals here, but this is a concise manual. It's brief, it's easy, and it's right to the point. And you can read it quickly. And at the end, you have a head to toe. In other words, you have a complete deliverance going from head to toe. The Lord put that on my heart. In other words, you go from your head, command every demon out, final checkup, I call it, commanding the demons out of your this area, all the demons, Alzheimer's disease, senility, and mind binding, and so forth and so on. And then I go to the ears and the nose and the mouth and so all the way down your body. So it's a good book to have on your shelf. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, I just thank you for another opportunity to speak your word. I ask, Father God, that you allow the Holy Spirit to hover over this congregation, to set the captives free in the name of Jesus Christ, and to heal all those in need a touch from you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the deliverance ministry. Father God, put that in the body for us. We know it belongs to us. It is the children's bread. Amen? It belongs to us. It's ours. Now, there are many ways to be delivered. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God, as it says in Psalm 107, verse 20, the word of God is a delivering word. You can be delivered by reading the word, by hearing the word, and especially by doing the word. Amen? Now, all that call upon the name of the Lord, as you heard it quoted so many times, all you have to do is say, Jesus, Jesus, help me, set me free. And you know what? You can be set free by just calling on the name of Jesus. You can be set free. Another way to be delivered is draw near to God. Get under the shadow of the Almighty. As it says in Proverbs 16:7, if you make your ways pleasing unto the Lord, he will make even your enemies to be at peace with him. You want to make sure that you're completely delivered? Then die to self. Die to the old nature. Die. Kill those parts of your body or your mind that want to rebel against the living God. Put him to death, so to speak. And then you'll have resurrection life. Amen? Amen. And so, however, it says in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to cast out demons. We're going to have a coming out party. Okay? Glory to God. Everyone say, in my name,
in my name,
they will cast out demons.
They will cast out demons.
In my name,
in my name,
they will speak in new tongues.
They will speak in new tongues.
In my name,
in my name,
they shall lay hands upon the sick,
they upon the sick,
and they will recover. You see, family, you have to know that your hands are holy hands. See, my hands are holy hands. I could lay hands upon the sick in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And they shall recover. I want you to see something other than that. I want you to look at my feet. Can you see my feet?
Yeah.
They're holy feet.
Amen.
They're beautiful. What are you laughing about? Don't you think they're beautiful?
Yeah.
Take a look at that leg. They're beautiful. How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of them that bring good news. So you take a look at your feet and say, feet, you're beautiful. Hallelujah, because you're bringing good news. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, first of all, I want you to turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 20. I want you to know who you are. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 20. We're going to read this together. This is who you are. God has proclaimed it. Are you ready? You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you I will break the nation in pieces. With you I will destroy kingdoms. That's who you are. Do you see that? God has made you his battle axe. You're the one he uses to destroy the kingdom of Satan. I know that the scripture says that God sent Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. But Jesus is no longer here. You're here. And you're his representative. And you're the one. You're his battle axe. You're his weapon of war. Amen? I want everyone to say, I am a battle axe.
I am a battle axe.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You're talking about it being a spiritual battle axe, okay? Amen. And a weapon of war. So if anybody calls you a battle axe, you say, you bet your boots I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the first thing we have to do, family, is to get right with the Lord, and he will see that our enemies are at peace with us, and demons are enemies. Sickness is an enemy. Amen. It says in Psalm 32 and verse 7, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Now, that's another way to be delivered. Songs of deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you start singing these songs. Glory to God. Singing songs of praises. And worship is another weapon. Just worship the Lord and the enemy will flee. Now, there are other ways to be set free. And in Acts 19, verse 11 and 12, it says, handkerchiefs and apron were taken the body of Paul and brought to the sick. And what? The diseases left them and the evil spirits went out of them. Now, Lake Hamilton has their prayer cloths. I always carry prayer cloths on me. See, I always carry prayer cloths. I believe in doing what the Bible says. I carry prayer cloths. I carry oil to anoint people. I'm ready, whether it's in Lake Hamilton or in the grocery store. When people come to me and I do my shopping and they want prayers, right in the grocery store, I pray for them. My wife has been told by the Lord to pray 7 hours in the Holy Spirit over these prayer cloths. She prays 7 hours in the Spirit. So if you have some loved one that needs a touch and there's no other way to get to him or her, send her a prayer cloth. We'd be happy to give them to you, okay? Another way to be delivered, I want you to turn to Psalm 149. Psalm 149, verse 5 to 9. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron. to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Family, it's an honor for you to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, to sing praises unto the Lord. In so doing, letting the demons run in all directions. Amen? Because when you praise the Lord, we're binding principalities and powers. Demon spirits are running all which ways when we praise the Lord. So if you need deliverance, the first thing you have to do is what? Start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. What did James tell you to do when diverse trials come your way? Jump for joy. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let the enemy know whose side you're on. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. I know, and probably that's the last thing you do. You go, oh me, oh my goodness gracious, what am I going to do? Instead of turning your eyes upward and say, glory to God, show me what I have to do now. Amen. Now, in Psalm 144, I want to share something with you about this psalm. The psalm brought it to my mind. My wife and I were ministering in England one time, and we were praying in the prayer line, and this young girl came along and she could hardly walk. She had severe pain in her back, and I told her to sit down. And as is my custom, I measured the legs. One leg was shorter than the other. The leg came down. The pain persisted. And I told her, well, you have to forgive everyone. And I went through the whole, rigmarole about you have to forgive. You have to do this. You have to do that. Pain was still there. And I didn't know what else to do. And I was about to turn from her and say, well, I don't know. I just don't know. And the Lord says, pull out the fiery dart. Now, I've heard of fiery darts. I just heard about that. But I never, let's say, pulled out a fiery dart. So I said, listen, sister, I'm going to try something. Please, I never did it before, but I'm trying to obey the Lord. And I put my hand on her back and I said, let me know where that pain is. As I was going down her back, she said, there. So with a pulling out motion, I said, in the name of Jesus, I pull out that fiery dart. And as soon as I did that, she went, ooh, it's out. I said, glory to God. I was more surprised than she was. And you see, we started to follow the Lord in this. You see, we don't do it automatically, but when the Holy Spirit tells you. Now, again, hear me, family. When the Holy Spirit tells you. And we were in Italy one time, and this police chief brought his wife. She had pain in all parts of her body. In her private organs, you name it, she had pain. And I was about to command those demons to go, and the Lord said, it's a voodoo doll. And I said to this woman, I said, someone has a voodoo doll with some of your personal effects on it, and is sticking pins in it. And that's why you have pain. Now, I just told her what the thoughts that came to my mind. I just told her. And I told my wife, I said, Evelyn, where I indicate, you pull out that pin. Now, this may sound fantastic. Well, it is, because it worked. Yeah. And I told her, Evelyn, take it out of her right breast. And Evelyn went like that, zoom, like that. And she went, ooh. And every time I told her to take the pin out of a certain part of her body, that woman gasped and the pain left. And I go, thank you, Jesus. See, family, you have to understand, we're dealing with spirits.
That's right.
This is a spiritual battle. But see, we are spirits. I'm a spirit. You're a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. So we warfare spiritually. Okay? But we follow the scripture. There's fiery darts. The Bible says there's a fiery dart. Okay? And so I've been doing this when the Holy Spirit tells us to do it. And praise God. Hallelujah. It works. Hallelujah. So we see that this is going on. So with a pulling out motion, we just command it to go. In my manual, the final checkup, see, I believe that spirits oftentimes reside in various parts of the body. This is why you have cancer. This is why you have cancer of the breast or uterus or you have cancer in your private organs. This is why you have pain in various parts of your body. There are spirits. You've heard of the Kundalini spirit, the Eastern spirit, that attached to the spine and goes around your body. See, we have to recognize that the spirits can live, so to speak, in you. And there are oftentimes we have to come against them. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Now, you don't touch the person, but you pull a pulling out motion is what I do. The Lord leads you to do something else, that's your business with Him, okay? And so we've been doing that, commanding these spirits out. Amen. Now, I'm not getting to my subject yet. We were, this afternoon in the men's meeting, we're talking about incubus and succubus. How many have never heard of that, those expressions? Raise your hand. Quite a few of you. An incubus spirit is an evil spirit that comes in the shape and form of a male that has sex with women. And a succubus spirit is an evil spirit in the shape and form of a woman that has sex with men. And some of you have had this experience of having an evil have sex with a spirit, either in a dream or in actuality. And we have seen spiritual pregnancies where the woman had all the feeling of a child, of babe, in her womb. Not, yet she was not pregnant. We encountered one girl in Connecticut that even had milk in her breast, having sex with a spirit. Now, don't look at me as if I came from Mars. My name is Marzullo, but I didn't come from Mars. First time I encountered that was in the Virgin Islands. My wife and I were ministering there, and that's the first time we encountered. And since then, we've encountered more and more. Amen? So when the Holy Spirit tells me, then I put my hands on a person. In Jesus' name, I have closed stomach walls. I've asked the Lord to recreate, and the Lord has recreated. Girl in Italy, bone missing, born with a bone missing in her back, had pain in her back. I asked the Lord, recreate that bone, Lord, in Jesus' name. And she got up from that chair and jumped around and jumped around and jumped around and jumped around. No more pain. She said she felt something coming into the small of her back. So, see, God does all these things, family. And you have to expect the miraculous because you are dealing with the miraculous. Amen? Now, I want you to turn to Hosea chapter 4. We're going to look at some of the spirits named in the Bible and cast them out. Up to now, it was free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 12. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them, for the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God. What kind of a spirit is it? Harlotry, or the spirit of whoredom. You see, any time you go seeking another God, whether it's playing with horoscopes, whatever it is, going into divination, fortune-telling, transcendental meditation, playing with a Ouija board, astral projection, soul projection, levitation, you have committed spiritual adultery. That's harlotry. The Old Testament called that the children of Israel committed harlotry on top of every hill and under every green tree. In other words, they were worshiping another god. Amen. And actually, God hates that more than physical adultery, because you're just slapping God right in the face. He said, I don't need you. I got another lover. Amen. And see, now, these are the spirits that we're going to start commanding them out. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. We're going to start commanding them out in the name of Jesus. What caused them to stray and to worship wooden idols? A spirit of harlotry. When we go lusting after spiritual kicks. You know, some people say, well, I only read it for fun, just to see. I only read my horoscope just for fun. Well, you may be having fun, but the devil means business. Amen? Now, we're all going to say the same thing at the same time. We already know that. How many have never been in deliverance before? Raise your hand. One person. Well, what we're going to do, sir, we're going to command demons to go, and we're all going to say the same thing at the same time so that nobody knows what's coming out of who for your own protection, okay? And the spirits come out on the breath. Any act of expelling the breath, such as burping, sneezing, crying, coughing, yawning, the general relaxation of the breath, this is the way they come out. You know, some ministers of deliverance have other methods, but I like to do what I've been taught by Derek Prince and Don Basham. These were my teachers, and I find it effective for me. And the reason why I ask you to repeat, now listen to me, the reason why I ask you to repeat is to get your will involved. See, because when you repeat, you're using your will, okay? And you have to use your will to get delivered. Amen. Now the spirits come out on the breath, for the word for breath and the word for spirit in the Greek is the same word, pneuma. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to ask you again to uncross your legs, let the spirits come out on any part of you. And what did I say about chewing gum? Take it out of your mouth. That's right. What?
Don't put it under the chair.
Don't put it under the chair. He said, put it in your hair, but not under the chair. Okay. First of all, let us stand. Okay, we're going to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I cover myself from head to toe with the precious blood of Jesus. I put a circle around me of the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover this sanctuary. I cover this campground. My home. My car. The place where I work. With the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm all covered now, Father God. I'm ready for battle. I'm putting on the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. My loins girt about with truth. My feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Holy in the shield of faith. With which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Okay, you ready now? Wielding the sword of the Spirit. Which is the Word of God. Amen. You know, there's something besides that. I believe that the following verses, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, is part of the whole thing. Amen? So let's just pray in the Spirit. And now we're going to make a reaffirmation of our love for Jesus by declaring, let's say it together, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
He died on the cross for my sins.
He died on the cross for my sins.
And the third day rose again from the dead.
And the third day rose again from the dead.
And I am sorry for all my sins.
And I'm sorry for all my sins.
Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me.
For cleansing me
in your precious blood. Amen.
Amen.
Now you may be seated. Now we're talking about the spirit of idolatry, okay? So I want you to say right now, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
every spirit of idolatry,
whoredom,
divination,
horoscopes,
especially my sign. Name it. Aquarius, whatever the sign is, name it. Aries, Capricorn, name it. Just name your sign. Or the sign that you used to have. Let's put it that way. In Jesus' name. Amen. I also command out of me, say,
all spirits of devil worship,
transcendental meditation,
witchcraft,
soul projection, levitation,
hypnotism,
black magic,
white magic,
spirits of the Ouija board,
ESP,
necromancy,
Kabbalah,
numerology,
parapsychology,
precognition,
Santa Claus spirits,
Halloween spirits,
in the name of Jesus.
All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. I hear some coughing. That's the way they come out. Yawning. I see people yawning. Do what comes naturally. But every once in a while, it would be good to give an experimental cough. You know, give it a good shot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I'd like to come against cults. Some of you probably were involved in a cult. Now, a cult is any organization or religion that does not believe that the only way to the Father is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's a cult. A cult. Well, the Masonic Order, that's a cult. The Moonies, Mormonism, Christian Science, Unity, Seventh-day... No, I don't... Christians... Yeah, I said Christian Science. Jehovah Witness. Any aspect of the New Age movement that's going on right now is cultism. Now, if anybody here has been involved in any cult, raise your hand. Okay? There's several of you. All right? First of all, just say, Father, forgive me for joining that cult. I now command the spirit. And now name the cult. The spirit of so-and-so. Name the cult to lead me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. And now let it out in the name of Jesus. Now, family, when any person has been involved in any of these that I just named, the cultism and the occultism and the cultism, you've made a covenant with Satan by your action. You didn't have to verbalize it. By getting into whatever you did, playing with a Ouija board, horoscopes, or going to Jehovah Witness or whatever, you made a covenant. Now, you have to break that covenant. And I want everyone to say, in the name of Jesus,
I break
any ungodly covenant
that
I ever made
by my mouth
or through my action.
And I command the spirits that came into me
through these actions
to leave
me now
in the name of Jesus.
All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Every unholy covenant, go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to say, I only want one covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Now turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. And verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Everyone say, a haughty spirit.
A haughty.
See, a haughty spirit is in the family of pride. A haughty spirit. It's in the family of pride. It's haughtiness, self-righteousness, murmuring, vanity, egotistical, contention. See, contention cometh by pride, the Bible says. Vanity, mockery, fighting. These are all in the same family. See, when a spirit comes in, it doesn't come in alone. It brings all kindred spirits. Its whole family, so to speak. Okay? You're not going to find a spirit coming in all by itself. It wants company. All right? In Jesus' name, I want you to say right now, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me
every spirit of
haughtiness,
pride,
self-righteousness,
murmuring,
grumbling,
vanity,
mockery,
egotistical,
contention,
fighting,
and all like spirits.
All right,
take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Cough it out. Get out, pride. Come on, it'll destroy a lot of you. Pride, haughtiness, out. Perfectionism, out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says in Proverbs 16 and verse 19, it says, it is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, show me how I can develop a humble spirit. I ask this in your precious name. Amen. All right, turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Now, this is a story when Ahab, King Ahab, and King Jehoshaphat were going to go to war together, and the Lord didn't like this idea of this association with Ahab, because Jehoshaphat was a godly king. Amen? And Jehoshaphat wanted a prophet of God to come and prophesy to them. And in verse 18, Micaiah said, "Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing at his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up that he may fall at Gilead?" And one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, "I will persuade him." The Lord said to him, "In what way?" So he said, "I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." And the Lord said, "You shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Now, therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you." What kind of a spirit?
A lying spirit.
A lying spirit. Now, here were 400 prophets, and they all had a lying spirit. One man, prophet, had the right spirit, right? So one person can be right. The whole congregation could be wrong. I want you to think of that. Now, I also want you to think of this. Who sent the lying spirit? God sent the lying spirit. It wasn't the devil. It was God. You mean God sends lying spirits? Evil spirits? You have to understand that God is the boss. He does whatever he wants to get the job done. He does whatever he wants to get the job done. Even a lying spirit. Now that ought to shake some theology up. Hallelujah, you know, that says that God doesn't do that to us. If he wants to get you, to make sure, and he certainly wanted to get Ahab, king of Israel, who was one of the most wicked kings that ever existed, because he listened to, who was it, that famous woman? Everybody say Jezebel. Amen. Now, there is an Ahab spirit, and there is a Jezebel spirit. Ahab being under control, and he was under the control of his wife, Jezebel. Amen. But here was a lying spirit, so we're going to get rid of the lying spirits, okay? See, because there are, the devil also sends spirits. He can send a lying spirit that sits on your ear, and it says, "Walk this way. This is the way I want you to walk." Whereas the angel of the Lord has said, "No, straight and narrow. This is the way." And you're constantly living and listening to voices or thoughts that come to your mind. And it's quite possible that oftentimes you're listening to a lying spirit that causes you to do the things that you do. Okay? So I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me and away from me every lying spirit that the enemy has sent to me. Every spirit that causes me to lie. Every spirit that lies to me. I also command out of me all spirits of flattery, exaggeration, self-deception, vain imagination, insinuation, false witness, and all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. All lying spirits. White lies. Black lies. All different color lies. Polka dot lies. All out. Get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You know the difference between a white lie and a black lie? Same spirit. No difference. A lying spirit. Okay? No difference. Turn to Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19. Verse 13. Now listen as we read this. Listen as we read this. The princes of Zion have become fools. The princes of Nop are deceived. Now Nop is a city. It's the ancient Memphis. They have also deluded Egypt. That is, caused it to stagger. Those who are the mainstay of his tribes. In other words, the cornerstone, and the principal people. Verse 14. The Lord has mingled a perverse spirit in her midst. Everyone say, perverse spirit. And they have caused Egypt to err in all her work, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither will there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, palm branch or bulrush may do. Now, what is this saying? is saying that when there's a perverse spirit, it causes the leaders to fail, is what it does. It's a spirit of poverty, a spirit of want that causes the leaders to fail. The mainstay. And who is the mainstay here in the United States? In Washington. These are the leaders. And as far as I'm concerned, there's a perverse spirit there. Amen? All right, let's get rid of that perverse spirit and all the accompanying spirits. Amen? Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the perverse spirit. Spirits that pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Spirits of false teaching. Spirits that cause one failure after the other. Spirits of poverty. Spirits that rob me of the blessings of Father Abraham. Of all the material and financial things that God wants me to have. I command this spirit and all kindred spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Come on, all spirits perverse, all spirits of failure, all spirits of one failure after the other, all spirits that say, you can't do it, you're not capable. Get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 5. Numbers chapter 5. Now, this is the story of a man that accuses his wife of being unfaithful. Boy, if we ever had anything like this nowadays, I don't think there'd be any divorce. There'd be a lot of work at the funeral parlor. Speak to the children of Israel, verse 12, and say to them, if any man's wife goes astray and behaves unfaithfully toward him, and a man lies with her carnally, and it is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and it is concealed that she has defiled herself, and there was no witness against her, nor was she caught, if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he becomes jealous of his wife who has defiled herself, or if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he becomes jealous of his wife, though she has not defiled herself. And it goes on to say it. But what I wanted to get at was the spirit. What kind of a spirit is it? Spirit of jealousy. Jealousy. Now, jealousy is a very strong spirit. It brings with itself other spirits such as anger, temper, rage, violent, murder. You know, I'm quite sure that that's what happened in the Simpson case. Jealousy. Amen. If I can't have her, nobody else could. Amen? So let's get rid of these spirits. Say, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I command out of me
all spirits of jealousy,
envy,
murder,
anger,
temper
tantrum,
rage,
spite,
selfishness,
revenge,
retaliation,
and all like spirits.
All right,
take a deep breath. Now let it out. Now take a deep breath.
Now cough it out.
Get out, all you jealous spirits. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Turn to Isaiah 61. Isaiah chapter 61. The scripture that Jesus quoted when he came into the synagogue in Luke 4:18, but we're going to read it from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. What kind of a spirit is it? Spirit of heaviness. Everyone say, the spirit of heaviness. Now, that goes along with many other spirits. Spirit of heaviness, loneliness, depression, despair. See, well, this is what the spirit of heaven, it robs you of the joy of the Lord. And there's some people here that don't have any joy. They go all through the motions of singing, but down deep inside, the joy of the Lord is missing. Amen? So let's get rid of that spirit that robs you, that spirit of heaviness that robs you of the joy of the Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of mourning, sadness, sorrow, grief, crying, troubled, loneliness, depression, self-pity, despair, hopelessness, gloominess, discouragement, escapism. What's the use of living? And the spirit of suicide. The spirit of death. And all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Yes. Let it out. In the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out. In Jesus' name. All you spirits of heaviness. Heaviness. You, the one that comes with a broken heart. You, the one that comes with a wounded spirit. Get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Very good. Good, good, good. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, restore to me the joy of the Lord. Give me the oil of joy for mourning. The joy of knowing you. The joy of working in your kingdom. The joy of being a soul winner. The joy of being called the tree of righteousness. I ask this in Jesus' name. Now, just hold your hands thusly. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus, put your joy into these hands. Now, I take your joy to my bosom, Jesus. I just bring it to you. Receive the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Receive joy in the name of Jesus. Receive the spirit of joy in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I mean, you're all just already laughing there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Now we're going into a little bit of heavy work here. We're going to be dealing with the spirit of bondage. And there's so many kinds of bondages. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Amen? So, a spirit of bondage. And there's many kinds of bondages. There's bondages to many things. Bondage to fear, bondage to some form of addiction, bondage to lust. That's right, bondage to lust. The lustful things, the pornography, the watching filthy movies, bondage to familiar spirits, such as I described, incubus and succubus, bondage to nervous habits, biting your fingernails. How many people bite their fingernails? How many? Oh, a couple. Some people bite their fingernails all the way down to their elbow. I want you to know that's the spirit of cannibalism. Well, you're eating flesh, aren't you? Amen? Amen or oh my, you people. And see, God wants us to be free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and truth will set you free. Amen. Free to love Him, free to know Him, free to serve Him, free to be free from all bondage of anything. You can be in bondage to nicotine, legal drugs, illegal drugs, alcohol, sweets. You got to have that chocolate. Oh, you got to have that chocolate. Well, if you got to have anything, you're in bondage to it. Is that right? If you're in bondage, I mean, if you've got to have it, if you can't go a day without having it, you're in bondage. Some people have a pot of coffee on the stove all the time. Not only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cups of coffee a day. You're in bondage. One of the ways to find out whether you're in bondage or not, stay away from it for 6 months. I remember one person said, well, I'm really not in bondage. I quit smoking last week. In fact, I quit smoking every day last week. He's in bondage. Hallelujah. Okay? Let's get rid of some of those bondages. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command all bondages to be broken. All shackles to be lifted off me. I bind all spirits of bondage to addiction. Addiction to tobacco, to drugs, legal and illegal drugs, to alcohol, sweets. Name what kind of sweets you love. Bondage to caffeine, gluttony, obesity, compulsion. Say, I command all these spirits and all like spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. You see, family, you can command the spirits of tobacco, nicotine, and so forth to leave you, but you have to make sure you get the spirit of addiction out. Because if you don't get the spirit of addiction out, well then, that bondage that you were in will transform itself to another bondage. As long as there's a spirit of addiction there. So you make sure you get the spirit of addiction besides the bondage to nicotine and so forth. All right? Now let's deal with bondage to fear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of fear. Yeah, all right, now, what I want you to do today is to name your own particular area of fear. Just name it. Say, name it out loud. Fear of a heights, claustrophobia, agoraphobia. Fear of demons, fear that you're not going to be saved. What kind of fear is it? Fear of the dark, fear of the boogeyman, fear of being raped, fear of being mugged, fear, whatever the fear is. Fear of driving on the expressway, fear of being institutionalized, fear of getting cancer, fear of being pregnant, fear of not being pregnant, whatever the fear is. Mean it. Now say, I command all these fears to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. And let it out. Again, take a deep breath. All fear, go in the name of Jesus. Terror, fright, trembling, out in the name of Jesus. All fear. Migraine headaches. Fear of man, fear of woman. Out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, besides this scripture, fear of bondage, we know that 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God has not given you a spirit of fear. There we see where it's mentioned directly, a spirit of fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear. What kind of a spirit did he give you? Power and love and sound mind. Amen. 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 Now we're going to get rid of bondage to lust. Okay? Bondage to lust. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of lust. Fantasy lust. Perversion, fornication, adultery, masturbation, oral sex, sodomy, incest, abortion, rape, homosexual, lesbian, anal sex, sex with animals, sex with spirits, lust of the eyes, lust of the world, pride of life, pornography, prostitution, and all unclean sexual spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, now I'd like you to turn to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Now, these are not directly named as spirits, but these in verse 16 to 19, but these are things that the Lord hates, and whenever the Lord hates it, you must be sure that the spirits connected to him. But these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue. Well, then we already dealt with that. A proud look, a lying tongue, okay? But then it says, hands that shed innocent blood. What is that? Abortion. Hands that shed innocent blood. Amen? Now, I said one time, it was in Texas, I said that anyone that votes for a candidate, that the candidate speaks out and says,
that he or she is pro-abortion, I said, you're going to have to answer to God for it. And one man walked out. He just couldn't take that. Well, let's be, you know, are we for Jesus or we're against him? Are we going to vote for a candidate that says, I'm going to make sure that we have abortion, or are you going to vote for a candidate that says, down with abortion? See, we're responsible for our actions. It says in the scripture that God is going to take note of every thought, of every word, of everything we do. He's going to open the books and give account of your ministry, he's going to say. Why did you vote for that candidate? Why did you vote for Clinton when he declared he was going to raise up the homosexuals and those people that are pro-abortion? Why did you vote? I'm not going to condemn you, but the world is going to condemn you. And that's pretty serious. Amen? And then it goes on to say, a heart that devises wicked plans. That's a Jezebel spirit, I would say. Feet that are swift in running to evil. You know, as soon as you hear a word that will hurt somebody, you're quick to spread it. A false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among brethren, slanders. These are an abomination to the Lord. And these could be spirits. It doesn't say the spirit of this or the spirit of that, but it could be spirits. Amen? So why don't we just command them out while we're in this chapter? Let's say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the spirit of abortion, the spirit that sheds innocent blood, the spirit of Baal, B-A-A-L, that's Baal, the spirit of Molech, of child sacrifice, away from me, out of my bloodline, out of my family, in the name of Jesus. I command out of me the spirit that devises wicked plans, that divides churches, the spirit that causes my feet to run to evil, that spreads evil tidings, the spirit that causes me to speak a false witness, the spirit that causes me to spread any kind of discord among the brethren. I command these spirits out of me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Mark chapter 9, verse 25 to 26. This is when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he came down and he saw his disciples trying to cast out a spirit out of the epileptic boy. And they couldn't. And the Father came to Jesus, and Jesus said to the Father, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Verse 25, and when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, you deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Everyone say, deaf and dumb spirit.
Deaf and dumb spirit.
Amen. Now, I wanted to just share with you a little bit of a testimony. When I was new in the Spirit, and I made a lot of mistakes, I mean, I didn't really didn't know what I was doing sometimes, but I did it anyway. I made mistakes. We were praying for this woman that was deaf, and she was healed. And we were rejoicing, gloriously rejoicing. And 3 weeks later, I got a call from her husband. He lived in another city. He said, Frank, my wife doesn't hear anymore. I said, well, put her on the phone. Well, I believe Jesus works on the phone, don't you? And I prayed for her again to be healed. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And she was. She was healed again. And, you know, I said, thank you, Lord. 3 days later, her husband called again. My wife can't hear it. I said, look, put her on the phone. And I did the same thing, and nothing happened. And I couldn't understand why she wasn't healed. And months later, I happened to be in a seminar up in near Fort Lauderdale, because I was living in Miami at that time. And I was listening to Don Bassin, the late Don Bassin, great man of God. And he was talking about spirits. But I never heard about spirits. I didn't know about spirits. And he was casting it out, and I heard this woman speak with a man's voice, and I said, what in the world is this? And, you know, someone was instructing me, those are evil spirits coming out. I said, you have to get rid of the spirits first before we can pray for healing. Oh, and then the light went out. See, the light went on in my head. I said, oh, that's why that woman wasn't totally healed. The spirit came back. And that's the way I learned about spirits, having control over certain sicknesses. And so now when I pray for deaf people or the deaf and dumb, which my wife and I have prayed many times, and we have seen deaf and dumb people healed, not all of them, but we have seen some of them healed. We have seen this happening. And I believe the Lord has given me an anointing to pray for ears. I really believe this. I'm not saying this to brag. I really believe that that's what the Lord has given. And I've seen people who were deaf or had ear problems be healed. I wish it was 100%, but I have seen quite a few. So when we command a dumb and deaf spirit out first. You say, well, supposing there's no spirit, so what harm does it do? I make sure I get the spirit out first. Whether it's blindness, deafness, cancer, whatever it is, I command the spirit of that disease to go first. I'm not going to let them, those demons, fool me anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? So let's get rid of some of these spirits. Amen. Let's turn to Luke 13. This goes along with that. Luke chapter 13 and verse 16 to 11 to 11, 7, 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 11, 7, 13. Here we see Jesus ministering to a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And it says here, and she was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. It's, ever see a person walking like this? That must be what it describes there. Couldn't lift up themselves. So what happened here? Behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. Verse 12. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loose from your infirmity. And verse 13. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and all right up. We see three things going on here. First of all, Jesus saw the source of the problem. It was spiritual. It had a physical manifestation, but the source was spiritual. It was a spirit. And this woman had it for 18 years. Amen? What did he do in verse 12? He loosed her. Anytime you see that word loose, that means there's a spirit connected. Command that spirit to go. And then in verse 13, he laid his hands on her. He laid his hands on her. And then she was healed. Right? So there were three steps of the process. We recognize the problem. Is it spiritual or physical? If it's spiritual, cast out the spirit first. Right? Because not everything is a spirit. We know that. Mommy, that's all dead. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you hear me now? Praise God. Hallelujah. So I learned by failure, so to speak, about that deaf woman. So now when I pray for ear problems, I make sure that the first thing we do is command the dumb and deaf spirit out. Amen. I also seen the blind see. In Italy, one time, there was a young girl born blind, 30 years old. Came, I was sitting down with the interpreter, and she came over, and the Lord said, get that spirit of syphilis out. Well, that's a hard word to say. So I said it. You know, Italian spirits understand English. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of syphilis to go in Jesus' name. And I asked her, I told her, the spirits were talking back to me. And I said, be still and come out in Jesus' name. And then I prayed for healing. Put my hand on her eyes and prayed for healing. And she amazed me. She got up out of that chair and walked around all by herself. Her mother fainted. Her father was crying. My interpreter and myself, we just threw ourselves in each other's arms and we were weeping. You know, when you see something like that, born 30 years old, born blind, and here she is walking for the first time. She went to her mother, she said, mother, and she said in Italian, mama, posso vedere, I can see. And her mother fainted right down to the floor. It was an Italian soap opera. I mean it. I was in my element. and the Holy Spirit came into that room. And, you know, sometimes it takes just one major miracle to trigger off something. And the Holy Spirit just came in, and people were taking off their glasses and waving them. I go, and I received the spirit of envy because I still had mine. You know, wonderful sometimes. What is it? The Lord do these things. But you see, I've seen it, family. I'm only sharing with you something I have seen the Lord do. Amen? Amen. So let's get rid of some of these things. Amen? Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every deaf and dumb spirit and every spirit of infirmity, especially the spirit of. Now, you name whatever infirmity you have. Whatever it is, name it as a spirit. Arthritis, bursitis, high blood pressure, cataracts, glaucoma, cramps, cysts, tumors, cancer. Name it as a spirit. Say, I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All spirits of infirmity. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, I want you to do something. I want you to lay your hands on that part of your body. You're going to pray for healing for yourself. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Just put your hand on that part of the body that you want God to heal. You know, if it's a knee, say, knee, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Whatever it is, just pray healing for yourself right now. Lay hands on it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a bunch of other spirits. I'm going to try to do it quickly. I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. Glory to God. Here in Revelation chapter 9, verse 7 to 11, it talks about the shape of the locusts. And the shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. And they had hair like woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. And they had breastplate like breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wing was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tail, and their power was to hurt men 12 months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Now, what does Apollyon mean? Apollyon means destruction. Everyone say, destruction. See, the meaning of the name Apollyon or Abaddon is destruction. Torment. Torment. What do these do? They torment you. They torment men. Now, anytime you have some kind of torment, or you feel like you're being destroyed, one accident after the other, or I want you to do this. I want you to command the spirits that are under the control of Apollyon to leave me in the name of Jesus. Everyone say this. The spirits that are under the control of Apollyon to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I believe it was yesterday, I believe, that you talked about the brazen serpent. Was that you, George, that talked about the brazen serpent?
Uh-huh.
Somebody who talked about the brazen serpent. 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. Remember, when they were being bit by serpents, the Lord instructed Moses to make a brazen serpent and put it on a pole and let the people look at it. And whoever looked at the brazen serpent was healed. Remember that story. In 2 Kings chapter 18, 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. All right. I lost my place, but I'll find it. Okay, here it is. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden images, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. Everyone say, Nehushtan. What were they doing? They were worshiping the things of God. They were being super religious. They turned their affection from God to the things of God, so to speak. Okay? Now, there's many denominations that do this. They lift up something and you bow down to it. I'm not going to mention denominations or which one it is. You probably all know what I'm talking about. But so we're going to come against these spirits, okay? The spirit of Nehushtan. Because some way, we all do this. Super religiosity. Ooh, the Lord told me. Never hear somebody say, the Lord told me. And I get the spirit of envy and say, oh, how come the Lord doesn't tell me anything? But I'm being very careful. I say, I think it was the Lord that told me. That's a little different. Because I can make a mistake. Okay? Let us say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all religious spirits, super religiosity, worshiping the things of God instead of God. I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You see, family, so many people put things on them. And so oftentimes I go and I point out to people, why are you wearing that thing? Oh, well, that's to protect me. Well, if it's to protect you, it's an amulet. Even if it's a cross, it all depends on why you wear what you wear. I always say, what am I wearing? I'm protected by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Quickly, we have to get through before 12 o'clock tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1. Now the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, expressly says that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits. Some scriptures say seducing spirits. Deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from food which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. What kind of a spirit is this? Everyone, what kind of spirit? Deceiving spirits, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Amen. And this is a lot of time. This is what's going on now, especially with the New Age doctrine. Some of you really don't know what the New Age doctrine is about. Well, the New Age movement is of the devil. It teaches you reincarnation, channeling, visualization, evolutionism, Eastern mysticism, humanism, globalism, futurism. See, channeling is being possessed by an evil spirit guide, channeling. Visualization, as used by New Agers, means what the mind can conceive, the mind can believe. Globalism means that we are all one family. Futurism means forget the past, the world for you starts now. The wearing of crystals is another form of amulets. It's a power to receive the power from on high. Amen. Reincarnation. I'm just going to give you a quick explanation of reincarnation. When people ask me, what is reincarnation? I said, it's real. And they look at me. I said, now, here's the way it's real. A person that was born, that was living 400 years ago, has an evil spirit. That person dies. That evil spirit did not die. It goes and seeks another body to inhabit. And that person dies. And that evil spirit seeks another body. And that person dies. And that evil spirit seeks another body. And so on and so on. Until now, 400 years later, this person that's living today says, oh, I remember the terrain. Oh, and describes the terrain. Now, was that person living 400 years ago? No, there's only one time to live and then comes the judgment. But it's the evil spirit that went from body to body to body, bringing back all the memory banks of that person 400 years ago. That's the way it works, okay? But it is an evil spirit. Everybody say, reincarnation is an evil spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, we've got a couple more, and then praise the Lord. I want you to say, first of all, in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3, it speaks about the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist. Everyone say, the spirit of the Antichrist. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of rebellion. Yes, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I miss a spirit, and it's the spirit of deep sleep. I'm trying to find where in the world it is. Okay. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 29. Now, this affects a lot of people, the spirit of deep sleep. You sit in the congregation and you fall asleep, deep sleep, because the enemy wants to shut your ears so you won't hear the word of God. And Isaiah 29 verse 9 and 10, pause and wonder, blind yourself and be blind. They are drunk but not with wine. They stagger but not with intoxicating drink. For the Lord has poured on you the spirit of deep sleep. And as close your eyes, namely the prophets. Listen, as close your eyes, namely the prophets. And he has covered your heads, namely the seers. The prophets can't prophesy. There's a spirit of deep sleep, slumber, confusion, mental disorder. Though that's in Romans. The spirit of stupor is in Romans. And I think that's a different kind of a spirit, doctor. It's similar, but there's a little different. Let's command that spirit of deep sleep out. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me that spirit of deep sleep. The spirit that doesn't let me prophesy. The spirit that doesn't let me work in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, see, he's close your eyes, naming the prophets. Amen? The spirit that doesn't let me hear the word of God. I command this spirit to leave me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All right. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out, you spirit of confusion. You spirit of mental disorder. Get out in spirit of schizophrenia. Out in the name of Jesus. Senility. Out in the name of Jesus. Hallucinations. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 11. Here's something that's similar, but not quite the same. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 8, God has given them a spirit of stupor, so eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear to this very day. So, I was thinking, is there a difference? I looked up stupor in Webster, a condition in which the senses are dulled by drugs or liquor, it says. And then it says gross stupidity. Gross stupidity. That to me is a little bit different. A person that just can't seem to learn. Gross stupidity. Now, sometime a child goes to school and just can't seem to learn. Just command that spirit of stupor out of him. Or you read the Bible and you just can't seem to memorize. You can't seem to understand it. Okay? Let's say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the spirit of stupor and all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Let it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 All right, in 1 John chapter 2. Now, Dr. Noel was speaking about this, and I agree with him that I believe they're spirits. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. There's three spirits there. Those are spirits, in my estimation. Okay, everyone say, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I command these spirits to go in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The last one, I want you to turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit. Distressing. My Bible says a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Distressing. From the Lord. That's right. It came from the Lord. A distressing spirit. And I looked up the word distressing. To inflict suffering upon, to cause agony, acute or extreme suffering or pain. Did you hear what I said? This is what happened to Saul. Actually, this is why he threw that spear at David. He was in pain. He was in agony. He was suffering, extreme suffering, acute. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me.
The distressing spirit. And all kindred spirits. In Jesus' name. All right, now take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, these are the spirits, family, that I found in the Bible. There might be more, but if there is, please tell me. When I revise the book, we'll change it. But these are the spirits I found in the Bible, listed as spirits of, so to speak. Definitely with the title, spirits of. Okay? Now, I would like you to stand, and I would like you to say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Spirit of the Living God,
please come into me
with all that you are,
with your love,
your joy,
your peace,
your goodness,
your mercy,
your kindness,
your faithfulness,
your patience,
and take the place
of these evil spirits
that we commanded out.
We cast them off this campground,
out of my home,
out of my car,
out of the place where I work,
away from my loved ones,
not to come back,
in the name of Jesus.
Okay, give the Lord a hand.
I got 15 minutes.
I want, now you've been in deliverance for some time now. You've been getting it day and night. And I want anyone that wants to be anointed for service in the ministry of deliverance to come forward. Oh my goodness gracious, not everybody. Okay. Now remember, count the cost when you come here. Don't do it haphazardly just because you want to have it's going to cost you something. Really it is. Think carefully. It's going to cost you something. Yes, and if you don't keep your word, it's going to cost you something. So it's not something you do it just like that. You do it because you know God has called you. So I'm just going to give you a quick... The rest of you can please sit down. Yes. The rest of you, you can go in. Wait a minute. We're going to pray for the food. Father God, we just thank you for this deliverance session and for what you have done to your people. And we ask, Father God, that you just bless them. Bless those that want to be anointed for service, and bless the food that comes from your gracious body through the mercy of God, and in your precious name, Lord Jesus, we say, we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.